Hachette Audio presents The Invention of Power, Popes, Kings, and the Birth of the West, written by Bruce Bueno de Mesquita, read by Michael Beck. Please refer to the supplemental PDF accompanying this audiobook to see referenced tables and charts and for a more enriched listening experience. Preface. The puzzle that this book confronts is simply stated, how can we explain Western exceptionalism? Resolving this puzzle is not merely a matter of historical curiosity, it is of the utmost importance. Its solution will identify strategies to improve life for billions of people today, and it will help quash the misguided and incorrect inferences tied to explanations for Europe's successes based on claims that Europeans are culturally superior, that they are harder-working, smarter people, or that Europe's God and its religions are superior to others. Those explanations are incorrect. They confuse correlation with causation, often with disastrous consequences. That is why I have spent more than 20 years studying how the competition between popes and kings 1,000 years ago led to Europe's exceptionalism. It is not my intention to celebrate, denigrate, or deny Europe's accomplishments. Rather, my objective is to explain the strategic, calculated maneuvers of popes and kings that produced those accomplishments. To do so, together we will explore the historical origins of Western exceptionalism as the product of three treaties signed in the 12th century. We will see, as a matter of logic and of evidence, that a direct connection can be drawn between those treaties and variations in Europe's secularization, economic growth, commitment to, or eventual abandonment of the Catholic Church, and creation of accountable parliamentary government. Those logical connections run neither through religion nor through monarchy, although both were instruments of its realization. The connection to exceptionalism runs through the regulated competition that the three treaties put in place. I conclude by evaluating how those origins and their strategic implications for structured competition might be exploited by others today to secure the best parts of what Europe has achieved. This investigation of Europe's distinct economic, political, and social evolution.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?